This is a special holiday reinvention episode of Judaism Unbound, Unbounding Elul. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dan Liebenson.
And I'm Lex Rothberg.
And we are here with our special guest, Wendy Lash, who we'll introduce in a moment. And this is one of our podcasts where we're looking to sort of reinvent a holiday or experiment with reinventing a holiday. But this time, it's not exactly a holiday. It's really more of...
a challah month?
Yeah.
Happy to help.
It's the month of Elul, which is this month on the Jewish calendar, the last month of the Jewish year that leads up to the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And a lot of folks have never really thought about Elul or even known that it was a challah month. And so in the past, we've had some efforts to kind of rethink and think in different ways about the high holidays. But this is a chance to actually take it a step earlier, and actually not only to reinvent a holiday that we already know pretty well, but to play around with a challah month or a time in the Jewish calendar that we don't know so well and that doesn't necessarily have a fixed idea of what we should be doing in it. Our guest today is Wendy Lash. She is one of the earliest folks in the tech world, and as I understood it, actually the first person to have an interview show on the internet. So we're actually here in the podcast tradition that she started. So we're really excited that perhaps she'll be starting another tradition here today. Wendy, over time, has become more and more of a spiritual entrepreneur, and we're excited to have a platform here where perhaps she can spiritually entrepreneur a new approach to the month, the challah month of Elul. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Lex, and Wendy, because really this is a project that the two of you have worked on, and I've been kind of cheering from the sidelines. So I'd really love to turn it over to you to talk about why we're doing this and just to give a little bit more of a sense of what Elul is all about.
So as you said, for a lot of us, Elul is kind of new. It's been around. It's been a Jewish month for a very long time. But in terms of actually absorbing it with any sign of meaning or intentionality or this idea of leading up to the high holidays, it's certainly not something that's super widespread in a lot of corners of Jewish life. So we're kind of calling it Elul. We're calling Elul Judaism Unfound because we haven't found it. And we're also playing around with the language of Found Unbound, because Elul sort of comes pre-Unbound. We don't actually think that there's that much we need to do to take it and unbind it, for lack of a better term, because it doesn't really have much of a this-is-how-you-do-it traditional way of observance, other than a general spirit of, okay, we're going to take in the idea that the high holidays are coming up and be in that mindset for a while and hopefully look inward a little bit. But we are going to be doing all sorts of experiments that Wendy's going to talk through for a little bit in terms of helping you experience Elul either for the first time or, if you've observed it before, in a new way. So to get to the big question, what is Elul? It's a month. It's a month on the Hebrew calendar. Specifically, it's the last month on the Hebrew calendar, directly before Tishrei, which is the month where Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, live. And this year, Elul starts on August 12th. So starting August 12th and on every single day of Elul, we're going to be thinking about what it can mean. So there's what it's already meant and what it can mean. And what's clear is that it relates to this idea of looking inward and taking stock of ourselves and of our world and trying to think about how we can do better in the future. So that's what we're going to be doing through a daily kind of Elul Unbound observance. And so I'm going to pass it over to you, Wendy, now, to hear a little bit about, okay, so what is Elul in a little more detail, and also what are we going to be doing with it in particular?
Thank you. I actually want to start with the why of Elul instead of the what of Elul, and why should we even bother, especially for somebody who hasn't done any Elul practice or hasn't been involved in Elul, because I think it's a real gem of Judaism that most people have not found yet. They haven't found it to unbound it. It's about taking time to do some course correction, to look at last year and think about what happened and what you wanted to do differently that you didn't do and how you might want to set your intention for the coming year. And it's part of the Judaism that I know and love, which is about being our best self and changing our behaviors, changing our way of thinking and doing. And Elul gives us a whole month to be in, to steep in that, to be reflective, to do some introspection, to do some preparation for Rosh Hashanah, so we just don't show up and say, okay, now it's time to forgive people and I don't feel like it, that we really get the time to try and be better at being a human being. And it's done with small daily practices. And the need for community is really important because change is really hard. And left to our own devices, we probably wouldn't change. But when somebody tells us that our behavior is not something that makes them happy, or we know that it affects us, that we want to do something, and we need sometimes sounding boards or people to help us to become the best of ourselves that we want to be.
Yeah, I love what you just said. I think a good thesis statement for our entire podcast thus far could be that change doesn't come naturally if you're not ready for it. So we thought that it might be nice to tell a little bit of why we, the three of us, sort of wanted to do this. And so I thought that a helpful way to do that would be to tell my own story of first discovering Elul. And it really was not that long ago. I didn't grow up with this month as a key part of my Jewish year. What I'd say is I sort of discovered it for the first time in college, where the idea that, okay, there's this month directly before Rosh Hashanah. And I learned that there's this one psalm that you add to services and that you say each day of the month. And it connected with me. It has this one line that's really special for me about, you know, asking one question of God. And I actually sort of try to ask a different question each day. And that was really it. I wish I could say that, like, oh, and then I found some deep, sophisticated way of observing this holiday, figuring out this concept of the on-ramp to the high holidays, which I think is a cool concept. But I didn't really. I just sort of had that initial discovery, and it's languished there. So I like think of this month intellectually in my head as, oh, it's this cool time of introspection and taking stock. But I don't really, at least I haven't yet, found the practice that helps me do that. So I'm hoping that through this experiment, because that's really what this is, it's an experiment with all sorts of different modalities of observing this month. I'm hoping that I can find something in that that speaks to me, and that listeners out there will feel the same. Wendy, what's your sort of intro to Elul's story?
Well, first of all, I hope that you do find that. My intro to Elul, I was a later bloomer than you. I was in my 30s. I had a son who was going to a Jewish day school. I don't think I'd ever heard of Elul. And they had one of the grandfathers would play shofar every day as we dropped the kids off. And I was so moved by that stopping and taking time instead of dropping my son off and running off to, I was actually in the .com then, so it was like 60-hour work week. So dropping him off and running away to immerse myself in work, to just take time, feel the shofar, do it in community. And it really moved me so much that I've become a shofar blower. And as you have heard at the beginning of this podcast, and we'll hear a little bit more in future episodes. So that grabbed me, and that sense of stopping and being really fully present in the moment, that mindfulness aspect of it. And I don't have one Elul practice. I'm eclectic, and I like to have something new. I get kind of bored too. So I like to have something new every year. And so excited to look at all the possibilities of new ways that we can play with Elul.
Well, it's funny. This conversation is making me think of a Saturday Night Live skit that I saw on the 20th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. And it was a panel saying, where were you when President Kennedy was shot? And, you know, one guy says, I heard about it in college, but, you know, that was because he was a jock and it was only a few years before. And the other guy is like, well, I heard about it from this guy. He told me backstage. And the third guy says, you know, President Kennedy was shot. Has something happened? You know, and I feel like my Elul story is like, I'm basically finding out about it now. I have almost no sense of it whatsoever. And the only thing that I do know is that when the high holidays come around, I'm not ready. You know, I haven't thought about them enough and I don't get much out of it. And that's why I'm so excited about this, because I think that to bring this idea into the Jewish community is an opportunity to, for those of us who kind of are not really focused on this stuff in the same way, to actually have a little bit of a chance of dipping our toe into it and thinking about it for a while. And then hopefully when we get to the High Holidays, it's because we've got something that we're trying to accomplish, as opposed to like the date came on the calendar and here we are.
I really appreciate that, because I think on some level, like all of the Jews, even people who do observe Elul, it's not clear to me that there has really been like some collective, ah, yes, we now have it. We have figured this out and know what to do. I think that we really do have an example here with this month of Elul of something that needs to be thought through, and that is a great opportunity because of that to actually try some new things. So while we're going to be doing some new things, we thought it would be helpful to explain what the traditional practices, few as they are, of Elul are. So we've mentioned them a little bit so far, but there's this daily practice of hearing the shofar. And interestingly, it really is about hearing the shofar much more than it is required that everybody themselves would play the shofar. There's this listening aspect that I think is powerful. And also there's this daily psalm, Psalm 27, which has many layers and which we don't need to go into too much detail with now. Maybe we will over the course of this month. But which is traditionally associated with this month and calls us to ready ourselves for the month that comes afterwards and the new year that will come afterwards. So that's the groundwork that we are sort of iterating from in terms of traditional Elul. And what we're going to be doing is taking not really so much. So we're going to be taking those practices. So there's the shofar practice, for example, and we're going to be playing around with it as we like to do with Judaism Unbound. And so as one example of what we're going to be doing in our daily emails, we're going to have a daily email that goes out over the course of this month with some juicy Elul content. We're going to have all sorts of different wake-up calls. So there will be some shofar from Wendy, but there will also be other kinds of wake-up calls to just really hammer home in a variety of different ways that this is a moment of arising, of waking up, of taking stock in whatever ways affirm you and speak to you. So that's one example of how we're going to take a traditional practice and riff on it. But we're also going to be taking entirely new paths that aren't so much iterating from existing Elul practices, but just because we want to see how they feel. So we're going to have a weekly joke that goes out that relates to our theme for that week of Elul. We're going to have different readings and commentaries on the idea of anticipation, which relates to Elul because it's sort of an anticipation of the new year. We're going to have all sorts of videos and more mini podcasts like this one, where we take on Elul from different angles. So that's a little bit of what we're going to be doing. And we're also going to have wild cards some days, which are just sort of whatever strikes us. And we'd love to hear from you on those days or on any days in terms of what you're doing.
I think you've done a great job explaining it. I think the one piece that is, I think, new for Judaism Unbound is the fact that we're going to have these live gatherings every week so that people can come together and let us know how they're experimenting, how the experiment is going, connect with one another. Share practices with one another, and just have a chance for people that are independently listening to Judaism Unbound to meet one another. And we hope that the different things that we're offering every week in the emails or on the website, however you choose to get them, that you'll not just take our word for it, but that you'll experiment even above our experiment and let us know what you're doing.
So just to clarify what this really on a practical level is going to look like, you can go to our website even now and sign up for a daily email. And in this daily email, every day of Elul, there's going to be a little dose, a little daily dose of Elul content. And so one day, and each one will be built on seven categories. So the seven categories will be a lot of the ones I mentioned before, these jokes and these videos, et cetera. But we wanted to really hammer home that they're not just going to be random. They're going to be built on four weekly themes. So Wendy, could you talk to us a little bit about what these weekly themes are going to be and how they connect to the greater flow of this month?
Sure. And I want to say that we decided to call them the four questions of Elul, riffing off of another holiday that we all know. And so each week we'll have some kind of question that we look at. The first week is, you know, why is Elul different from all other months? You know, what is Elul and what are we trying to accomplish here? The second week, we'll be looking at Jewish time and how Elul fits into Jewish time and anticipation and what are we really waiting for. And week three, we're going to be looking at the Song of Songs and how that's been associated with Elul. And it's one of these pretty steamy Jewish texts that is in our canon. And then the last week, we'll be looking at forgiveness and, you know, why is this so hard and how do we forgive?
I love that you called Song of Songs steamy. That is the right word. I really am looking forward to all the different ways we're going to engage with this, but I wanted to really underscore the gatherings, Wendy, that you mentioned, because that really is in many ways a first for us to have a weekly check-in, which is going to happen on Fridays, each Friday of Elul. We're going to have a weekly check-in via Zoom that's open to whoever wants to come. So that's you. I'm not speaking to the listener next to you. I'm not speaking to the listener in the next state from you. I'm speaking directly to you. We have these Zoom gatherings that are just going to be a chance to unpack the theme of that week, but also to really explore not just what we've put forth ourselves as a podcast, but also what you think about Elul, and for us to take a step back for a second and listen to what you have to bring. So we're looking forward to those, and we really hope that you will sign up. There will be information about those in the daily emails, but you can also find the links on our website in the Elul section. So for us, this really is in many ways a first experiment in the fact that we are going to be gathering together four times over the course of this month, and we hope that you will join us for it.
So I'm really excited about all the various things that you're going to be putting out there and all the opportunities that I and our listeners will have to experience Elul for the first time, many of us, and hopefully in a new way for the rest of us. I just want to note that in addition to coming on to our weekly gathering on Fridays, if you want to, you can host your own gathering with your own group of friends. You could have a book club. You could choose some books that you want to read along with our materials, instead of our materials. This is an experiment. It's something that we're putting out into the world and that we hope that we'll iterate on in future years and that you'll iterate on, or that you'll invent new things on your own and send them to us. And so next year's Elul will have all kinds of different options to do. I'm really happy with this idea that it's actually, as I think about it, it's sort of unbound, but it's also about binding in a certain way. It's about rebinding this month to the high holidays that has kind of been perhaps accidentally or unhelpfully unbound in some of the traditional practice. So I think we're actually doing a kind of a cool Judaism unbound rebound here. So let's really see how it all goes.
We're going to run out of prefixes before bound, but I'm really extra okay with it. Basically the core here is that, as Dan said, we're really psyched about this. We're excited to be part of this Elul process that's really not about like a set of dates on the calendar, but about an unfolding, about an ongoing shift, hopefully, in us from before Elul till after Elul that we hope can be honed and deepened with the resources that we're providing. So it's really not just about being in a synagogue as if that will magically do it. We think that this set of modalities that we're going to put out there can help you unbind the month leading up to the high holidays, but also, because of the depth that it will entail, unbind your experience of the high holidays too. So as we close, we just wanted to re-emphasize all the ways that you can connect with this. We're going to have all sorts of posts on Facebook and on Twitter and elsewhere for you to sign up. But just so that you have it now, if you go to our website, JudaismUnbound.com, right on the homepage, you can see Elul Unbound. There's a link that you can click. And from there, there's a form that you can sign up for our daily email to come right to you every day. And that will be an easy, very accessible way for you to sign up and get this in your inbox each day. If you're not so much of an everyday kind of person and are more likely to take part in this every few days or once a week, etc., we hope that you'll just go directly to our website, JudaismUnbound.com, to the Elul section, and you'll experience the different categories that are going to email, but they're also going to live on our website. So there will be different pages for our jokes. There will be different pages for our videos that we're going to be sending out. All of that will live there. And there's a page that you'll be able to connect to all of those different subsections of the experience very easily. So we hope that you'll check that out. And just really, we want to hear from you now as much as always. We close every episode calling out to listeners saying, please be in touch with us. For this particular purpose, we really want to hear from you, both in terms of what you like and what you don't like about the resources we create, but also what you're trying out for yourself, this Elul. So please, here are the following ways that you can be in touch with us that can help you. Just let us know what an Elul experience of the future could look like and how we could be a part of creating it this year and in future years. So
you can head to our Facebook page, Judaism Unbound. You can hit us up on Twitter at Judaism Unbound. You can head to our website, judaismunbound.com. Once again, make sure you go to that Elul Unbound section that's accessible from the homepage. And of course, you can email us. We have a special Elul email address, which you can email at Elul, E-L-U-L, at judaismunbound.com. So those are the various ways to be in touch with us. Please, please take us up on them. We want to send one more appreciation to Wendy Lash for being our awesome guest co-host today and in a number of our upcoming mini episodes. So thanks to all of you for listening. And with that, this has been Judaism Unbound.